Hello, my name is Hasan Sorels, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on these Shorts episodes. These are now around 6 to 8 minute long observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and yes, even the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now around 6 to 8 minutes is still better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Especially that business book. Well, especially that business book that was recommended by me. There are positions and there are principles, and a leader should never confuse them. Positions are opinions, facts, and they are even outcomes and consequences for choices that a leader can negotiate with other people, with reality, and even with the team. Principles are something else, though. Principles are the beliefs, values, mindsets, and worldviews that are non-negotiable. And if you don't understand what a worldview is, I would encourage you to actively seek out people who disagree with your principles and listen to them critically tear apart your principles without arguing with them. Almost no one, of course, can do this when it comes to principles because our principles are all wrapped up in emotions that we feel about the gap between what we believe should happen in reality that we observe and what we feel about that reality we are observing. But while feelings may be factually there in our minds, they are not facts in and of themselves. But what does this esoteric philosophical ramble have to actually do with practical leadership? Well, for a long time now, leaders have been rewarded with status, promotion, money, and even power for being competent, not at the skills of leadership, but for being competent at the skill of negotiating positions. And, of course, this involves leaving those messy, untenable, confusing, and emotional principles behind. And when I say a long time now, I mean that leaders have been rewarded this way for a millennia or more. However, leadership based on positions tends to lead to selfishness, nihilism, chaos, and of course, despair. So followers and other folks not designated to be leaders were typically free to choose to act on principles, negotiate over positions, or to do neither, while all of the nonsense from bad choices tended to fall on leaders. But no more. Average followers now in the contemporary world we live in today must know the difference between principle and position and know which they're negotiating over in a social interaction between themselves and that leader with high status. This, of course, leads inevitably to democratization and personalization of leadership acts that pushes those individuals who would rather not be counted among the hoi polloi to seek out even higher levels of status, but this time based on even more esoteric beliefs. Beliefs that will undergird principles that are perfectly fine for them to hold and act on with their elite status, but that would be detrimental if allowed to spread democratically across their followers. Leaders don't confuse principles with positions. And stop advocating for the adoption of luxury principles that may work fine for you, but cannot possibly work for everyone else. And well, that's it for me. Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to podcasts on, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and even Spotify. And please leave a 5-star review if you like the show. We need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way to make sure that this show gets into the ears of the leaders who need to hear it. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started on the leadership path, HSCT Publishing's products and services can help your team do that. Check out our training webinars, coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. We also have a video-based subscription service that's software as a service that can help your team become better at the individual level. 60 modules and over 100 hours of video and written content for you at leadingkeys.com. That's leadingkeys.com. We've also got books that will help you and your team grow. Pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 essays on disrupting your workplace by disrupting your boss, and subscribe to the Little Red Podcast I launched earlier this year with the same name as that little red book. My most recent book is 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership. Co-written with contributions from Bradley Madigan, this is the book for right now that was written for leaders right now. Pick up a copy by heading over to 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. That's 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. You pay for shipping, and you'll get a copy of my second book as well. Finally, you can get all these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place online you order books. Finally, HSCT Publishing is on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons for the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing and hit the subscribe button. You'll get our weekly video updates, which is the video version of this podcast. And, of course, you're going to want to subscribe to my other podcast. That's right, I do more than one. The Haysan Sorrells Presents Audio Experience, where I talk more casually with a broader range of people about all matters that matter in the world today, from arts all the way to analytics. All right, that's it for me.